and labor come the order. Let the record show that Senator Ziegler, Senator Rohde, and Senator Anderson's here. I suspect Senator Fernikamp will be on shortly. Two bills here, but before I go into them, we have a number of letters that have been sent out to all members of the committee dealing with some appointments. I haven't received any objections back from any of the committee members. Without objection, I'll forward a letter to the president and senate of non-objection from the committee. With that, we'll take up Senate Bill 816 dealing with the Real Estate Commission. We have to testify, I guess, today, Mr. Youngquist?
That's correct.
If you'd like to.
Mr. Chairman, for the record, my name is Lance Youngquist. I'm chairman of the Alaska Real Estate Commission. Senator, committee substitute for House Bill 704 is identical to Senate Bill 816. And that's currently in House Finance, which is supposed to be out tomorrow. We have made some changes, statutory cleanup in that particular bill. I'm here to answer any questions if you have any. I really have no testimony to give you at this time. I think the audit pretty well covers most of it.
If everybody's had a chance to look at the audit, is there any questions of plans from committee members? Thank you.
Okay.
Chair then would entertain a motion then. Senate Bill 816.
Move we pass the bill out with individual recommendation, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Any objection? That will go to Senate Bill 874, the electrical examiners. To the department first, I guess. Harry, if you want to come up to state your name.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My name is Harry Traeger. I'm the Director of Occupational Licensing. In regards to the Board of Electrical Examiners, the department initially took a position that they possibly should have been sunsetted and licensing and be handled by the department. This was as a result of the previous membership of the board. The entire board has been replaced. Two board members resigned, one member's term expired, and then the board members at that time were Mr. Schindelein, Mr. Trammer, and Mr. McCauley. They have since been replaced by Mr. George McCoy from Anchorage, Mr. Terry Drzezinski from Fairbanks, and Mr. Gordon Helm from Sitka. This was accomplished in November of 1981, and since that time, the board has progressed considerably, Mr. Chairman, and the department would change its position to that of support for the continued existence of the electrical board.
Thank you. Any questions? Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
What is it? I can't read the last name. Terry, is there somebody here from?
Drzezinski.
Drzezinski.
Yes.
Excuse me.
I'm the current chairman of the Board of Electrical Examiners, and I would like to tell you that most of the questions or audit recommendations have been complied with, or we have done a lot of things, or most of the things that they have recommended in their audit. And our board seems to be working very well right now. We made a lot of changes in electrical licensing regulations. We did best to clear them up and make them more easily understandable. And we've worked on it. Exams to make them more easily understandable, and we've changed our grading procedures so that they're graded fairly, and we haven't had any complaints out of the last two tests.
Thank you, Terry. Is there any?
I have one question.
Senator Ziegler?
And to Mr. Traeger, too. Are we trying now to hold at least one annual examination in Ketchikan if there's a request for it?
Yes, sir.
Remember the problem, Harry, we got into before. I was told by some of my guys down there at the pulp mill that everybody had to come to Chula to take this damn examination. It would be a lot less expensive if one guy from here would go down there and administer it. So would you bear that in mind?
Yes, sir.
Just once a year, I think, would satisfy everybody.
Senator, for the record, not to object to the people in Ketchikan, but we did hold a meeting in Ketchikan. And the only person that showed up at that meeting was the inspector from the Department of Labor. And did public notice it on the radio also.
Yeah, well, I'm sure that you did right, and I remember I got involved with this before, but if you give them notice and say if there are any applicants, hold up your hand and let us know, we'll send somebody down to administer the examination. Otherwise, no. Okay.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Any other questions? Thank you. Chair, then, would entertain a motion on SB 7, or 874.
Mr. Chairman, move we pass Senate Bill 874 from committee with individual recommendations.
Any objections? Committee adjourned.